Back in England, and good news, one of the greatest ever British composers had arrived. The one beginning with E, and he was writing some of the finest British music yet to exist. His name was Edward Elgar, and if you have ever seen his picture, you'll be able to recognize him because of his big curly mustache. Elgar's father ran a music shop in Worcester and was organist at the local church. As a boy, young Edward learned to play the organ, and by the age of 12, he was standing in for his dad as church organist. He left school when he was 15 and went to work in a solicitor's office. He moved on a year later and decided his life would be better if he simply concentrated on music. So he gave violin and piano lessons, played the violin in local orchestras, and did some conducting. He also put a lot more effort into his composing, ultimately writing music like this, one of the greatest cello concertos around. One of Elgar's best-known works is called Enigma Variations. This is a series of musical pictures of his friends, his wife, and himself. The picture that we hear most often now is called Nimrod. Elgar had his music publisher in mind when he wrote it.